आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन, SBS ऑडियो ऐप, SBS साउथ एशियन के YouTube चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे Spotify पर। आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो टीवी चैनल 305 SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी।
आज महिलाओं के खिलाफ हिंसा हर देश में सुनने को मिलती है, जिससे लाखों महिलाओं और उनके परिवारों को नुकसान पहुंचा है, और ऑस्ट्रेलिया में भी ये मुद्दा एक गंभीर मुद्दा है। हाल ही में ऑस्ट्रेलियाई रिसर्चरों की टीम ने महिला अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्टूडेंट्स को लेकर एक नया अध्ययन किया है जो इस महीने प्रकाशित हुआ है, और इसमें लगभग 1500 महिला अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छात्रों ने भाग लिया था। इस सर्वे के परिणामों में पाया गया कि 40% से भी अधिक भाग लेने वाली महिला छात्रों के साथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने के बाद कम से कम एक यौन हिंसा का हादसा हुआ है। 90% से अधिक करने वाले व्यक्ति अनजान पुरुष रहे थे। इस शोध को और बेहतर समझने के लिए आज हम जुड़ रहे हैं यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ मेलबर्न की प्रोफेसर लॉरा तर्जिया से, जो इस स्टडी की लीड ऑथर हैं।
Yeah, so this study was focused specifically on international student women in Australia and looked at their experiences of sexual violence or intimate partner violence while they were in Australia. And it was really quite a novel study. There hasn't been a lot of work in this area specifically focused on international students. So we've seen things like the National Student Survey, Safety Survey that came out, and they do it every couple of years. It includes international students, but it doesn't specifically focus on them. And so we really wanted to look in a bit more detail at the types of violence that these students are experiencing, you know, who the perpetrators might be, and some of the factors that might place those students at greater risk when they're here. So yeah, it was really probably one of the first times that people have looked at this topic in this way.
Laura, what was the methodology of the study?
So this was a national survey, and we ran it over a couple of years because what happened, of course, in the middle of our study was the COVID pandemic, and a lot of international students had to leave the country or weren't able to get back in. So that was quite disruptive for the research. And of course, we couldn't have predicted that would happen, but it made it take a little bit longer than otherwise it would have. So we developed this survey, and we collaborated with international students in writing some of the questions to make sure that the students were comfortable answering these questions, because we had some stuff about health and well-being, but there were questions about sexual violence and intimate partner violence, which can be quite confronting for some people to talk about, or even write down the answers, or it was on the computer, so fill it in online. So we worked a lot with students to make sure that we had the right tone and the right language, and that we had some, you know, safety measures in there if people were distressed to click and they can get some support. Well, we just ran this same survey over a few years, and we got 1,491 responses from international student women.
So what were the key findings, Laura, of your study?
So what we found is that sexual violence and intimate partner violence were both quite common amongst this sample. And I think the important thing to note is that this is not a representative sample. So students could choose whether they wanted to answer or not and participate. And so we can't say that this reflects all international students, but out of our sample, the 1,400 students who answered, around 40% of them had experienced one or more incidents of sexual violence since they moved to Australia. And a about the similar proportion, 45%, I think it was. So 45% of the participants who had ever had a relationship had experienced intimate partner violence in the last 12 months before the survey. So that's quite high numbers, and it's higher than what has been suggested by the National Student Safety Survey or other research.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of the behaviours, we asked about a lot of different sexual violence behaviours across the spectrum. So we asked about sexual harassment, you know, somebody touching you without consent, rubbing up against you, somebody kissing you without consent, those sorts of things. But also we asked about rape, we asked about sexual assault. So a lot of the behaviours were those kind of public harassment type of things. But I think it was around 1 in 5 had experienced forced sexual acts or coerced sexual acts. So the sort of more severe kind of where there's been maybe physical force or, you know, sexual assault, rape, attempted rape, those kind of things. So that's really concerning, obviously, that students are coming to Australia and having these experiences.
Laura, did your study find that it was hard for these victims to report these acts of sexual assaults or, you know, the domestic violence to police or their universities?
Yeah, well, we know that students generally, even domestic students, don't often report. So that is an issue. I think, there definitely are particular issues unique to international students. And I mean, one thing that makes me think maybe more students answered our survey is that we offered the survey in 5 different languages apart from English.
Right.
So we think maybe that made students feel more comfortable to answer. And we wrote in all of our information that this is for research. We don't report this anywhere. We're not right. going to, you know, tell anybody. It was an anonymous survey, so students could feel like they could answer honestly without thinking, oh, my university will know, or my visa will get cancelled, or any other thing. So we offered it in Mandarin, in Hindi, in right. Nepalese, in Vietnamese, and in Portuguese.
So this study did have responses from Indian female students as well.
Absolutely. I think about 10% of the sample was born in India.
Right. Now, your study, Laura, involved over 1,400 samples responses. But if it was to be replicated at national level and involved a larger group of international students, do you think we would get the similar number of 40% of these international students facing sexual assaults or domestic violence?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. I mean, it's hard to compare because other studies with broader populations of students have used representative samples. So they've asked everybody or, you know, a proportion that is reflecting the whole student body about their experiences. So when you do that, you do get lower rates because people who have had a negative experience are probably more likely to answer a survey about that if it comes up to them. So it's hard to say. I do think generally these types of issues are underreported in surveys across the board. So
right.
it's very likely that the prevalence for all students is probably higher than what we might have seen in other surveys so far. I'm not necessarily suggesting that international students have a higher frequency of intimate partner violence or sexual violence. It's more to raise awareness that it is also happening for them and that all of these conversations we're having at the moment about responding to sexual assault on campuses and responding to violence, particularly in higher education in the university setting, that we also need to be talking about international students and particular strategies that can help those students if they have an experience. Where can they go for support? How can we help those students in particular? Yeah, I mean, what I would really like to advocate for with this study, and there are some recommendations in the paper that we published, is really just for more attention to be paid to international students from the government in developing the national code and the action plan and all of these policies that are coming out at the moment. to consider international students to a greater extent in those policies and frameworks so that we can support them better. I would also like to see tertiary education institutions, the universities and vet providers, also thinking about what more they can do to support international students and help them receive, you know, trauma-informed responses, all of those sorts of things, encourage them to seek help, make them aware of their legal rights in Australia and where they can go for support, all of those sorts of things. And I think the other thing that our study looked at was some of the, I guess, risk factors that might make students more likely to have experiences of sexual violence or intimate partner violence while they're here. And it's sort of things like financial stress and housing insecurity and not having strong social support and things like that, that we aren't 100% sure of the relationship, the direction of that relationship. It's a bit chicken or egg. Does one thing come first and then the other, or is it the other way around? Right. But in any case, making sure that students who are not able to find secure accommodation and who are experiencing financial stress, that those students could be supported more strongly. And I think that's important, yeah.
Now, when you talk about the needs, I mean, I understand there are individual needs, you know, and you can't look at each one of them. But what was most common that you found in your study?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think financial support for students who are experiencing violence is one area maybe that could be looked at more. Because, you know, international students don't get Medicare. And so often, you know, they're paying very high fees to come here.
Right.
And they don't have a lot of extra money to spend on private psychological support or, you know, other healthcare providers. It's very expensive for them to access that here.
Right.
And so I think if there was a way to provide more financial support for students who've experienced violence and who need to access healthcare, that would be great. And I just think more information provided in language would be good. I mean, we know, yes, international students need to be able to speak English to enroll in the course to some extent, but I still think there's a place for information provided in language to really help students understand what's available to them.
इस रिपोर्ट को प्रस्तुत किया है SBS हिंदी टीम से नताशा कॉल ने।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।